I'm recording this just in case I say something important, but I'm going to start you off with just a quick thing. And that's because by far the hardest part of today is the step where it says you have to wait at least an hour doing nothing. That's why I'm going to wait until you get to that point to actually make my sermon for today, which means I'm not going to start talking to the whole class until everyone is at the same waiting period. And therefore, you don't want to be that one group that everyone is waiting on. So work efficiently. Work in groups, definitely, so you can divide the labor, work efficiently. But what I want to, you can follow the instructions on how to set this up. I just want to tell you some things that you can do wrong, because this is the second experiment that you're going to have a report about, in case you don't already know that, and you should, because you should have read this. Well, you always want to get as good results as possible, just because it's the right thing to do. But you definitely want to on one that you're writing up, because if you get bad results, it's a pain in the ass to write about it. It's much easier to write a report about something that went smoothly. So you can really get confusing and wrong results if you don't do this the right way. It really boils down to correctly weighing. You're making your slices of potato. I can trust you on that. But you have to weigh the mass of potatoes. It doesn't have to be exactly a certain mass, but it tells you approximately how much to weigh. But you need to know the exact weight before you start, because what you're going to be interested in ultimately is whether or not that mass changed and by how much. So you can't get a change in mass unless you have a final mass and an initial mass. You need two good measurements. And if they're not good measurements, then your calculated change in mass will be off, and it'll be hard to write about. That's what I'm saying. So the reason that you can make such a big mistake is because you're soaking these things for an hour, right? Obviously, they're going to get wet when you soak them. If you just cut them and then put the slices on the scale, they're not going to be wet on the outside because you haven't soaked them yet, right? And when you take them out of the water, they're going to have some water that's actually not in the cells. It's just on the surface of the potato. That's going to be part of your weight that you measure, right? Therefore, you want to subject them to a pre-dipping to make them equally wet before you get your first measurement, so that they'll be just as wet for both final and initial measurements. Does that make sense? But you don't want to spend too much time doing that. You don't want to soak them first. You just want to get them wet, kind of drip them off, and use the same dripping off technique when you do it for the final measurement, and then put them on the scale. But there's another mistake you can make. Notice that there's pieces of paper on the scale. Don't take the paper off. I mean, you can change it out if it gets too wet. You can go to another piece of paper. You don't have to use the same piece of paper beginning and ending, as long as you are sure to zero the scale with the paper on it before you put your potatoes on. Some of the water is going to be absorbed by the paper, right? That's no problem, because you zeroed it first. And if it's the same paper or a different paper, it'll weigh differently at different degrees of wetness. No problem, as long as you zero it first. So make sure you do that, and you should get really good changes in mass. That's really the only challenging part of it, other than just following the instructions. But there's hopefully enough stations out here so you can space yourself out enough and everyone can come to the waiting period about the same time, and then I'll give you the real lecture. All right, let's do that.